The E looks like the obvious one, because it's the easiest to measure, of course. But it becomes quite intricate when you try to have a real model. What I mean is that the way we handle the E for the moment is that we have been working for a couple of years on measuring what is the performance or the energy consumptions in our building. Now we have a very good view on which building consumes how much energy. And so the next step is doing investments to bring that down. So when we first started to measure about 2 years ago, we were around 180 kilowatt hour per square meter per year. And now each year we are investing capex to bring that down to 130 within 130 kilowatt hour per square meter within 5 years. So over a span of 5 years, we aim to reduce that by 30%. The interesting angle to that is, how do you cope with getting back the investment? Because obviously, investing in energy is primarily to the benefit of our tenants, right? And so it would be unfair that we would fund everything of it, while the only one having the advantage is our tenant. So we have been talking a lot about how we can get some kind of a return on the investment we do. And basically the outcome of that is tailor-made, tenant by tenant, but often it's a mix between investment we do at our own cost without any return, and I'm part of the investment we do with an added rental income, for instance, or with an extended lease term or a benefit like that, you see. And for tenant by tenant, building by tenant, we devise some kind of a plan whereby the investment is coming back partly through different advantages like an extended lease, a higher rental level, and also part of a contribution that we do without any remuneration. Any